Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman, live on your radio. Kirk Crosby's on the road. He'll be with us tomorrow. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the broadcast for March 17th. In the year of our Lord, 2016, this is hour 2 at 2. The goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. It's incredibly simple. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. We believe the checks and balances put in place by our founders are absolutely brilliant. That's why we don't need a revolution. We do need a restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. And I'm not preaching doom and gloom for America. No doubt we got troubles. But I'm telling you, it's the best country on the face of the earth. And there ain't boatloads of folks leaving. So let that sink in for a little bit and say, how do we work together? How do we get along? How do we make a difference? And that's what we're here to do on your radio and get you involved in solutions. Because America's genius. America's known for its solutions. Mike Noel with us, ladies and gentlemen. He's a state legislator for the state of Utah, House of Representatives, lives in Kanab, Utah. A gentleman who has really stood for the Constitution for quite some time. It's well known in constitutional circles that Mike Noel does his best. He put a bill forward, 276. That's the bill number, H.R. 276. And in this bill, it's already passed the House and the Senate. They're waiting for the governor's signature for the state of Utah. The whole goal is to take lands back from the federal government based on the equal footing ideas and said, hey, the federal government shouldn't be involved in the lands at all. The problem is there's a breakdown when we take lands back on how best to get it done. And there's a lot of ideas. There's a lot of answers. There's a lot of opinions. The problem is people resort to all kinds of attacks on both sides unfairly and sadly. How do we get it back? And right at the end of the last hour, Mike Noel was explaining that, Sam, I appreciate a lot of your ideas. They're good ones. But you know what? We've had things certain ways for literally decades. They're codified in federal law. They're codified in state law. And your points are good. In other words, Sam, you're teaching to the ideal, and you're probably correct in that. However, we live in the real, and it's not as easy to deal with as you think it is. I can't take on a lot of these other issues in my single little bill here. It's not really in the scope, and I don't know how to just unwind that all in a day. It's not possible. And that's kind of where the real rub with this thing is. And what I think is most impressive is Mike Noel is willing to talk about these things. He's willing to modify and change things to hopefully make more sense for all of us. And that's something we don't get from most legislative individuals and or bodies at all. So we're grateful for that, Mike Noel. But I want to say, is that kind of the crux of the argument from your point of view? Have I fairly stated it?
I think you've stated it very, very fairly. And if you went back and listened to the committee hearings, what I said in those hearings are, this is the first attempt to put together a management scenario for the real possibility that Utah may take control of 30 million acres of federally managed lands. And so that's what this is all about, Sam, and it's a working dialogue. And I think, and then you didn't do this, but I think there's individuals out there, not sure what their motive is, that are trying to ascribe some false motive to me of hiding things in the documents. I mean, individual made the statement here, BLM, first he goes, BLM, former BLM employee. Well, that right there is provocative because he's trying to, and what another radio host said is, well, you have a conflict of interest because 20 years ago you worked for the Bureau of Land Management. Well, if people know my history, I actually did work for the Bureau of Land Management, but I resigned from that job because of the policies that were going forward from that agency. So that's what I've done for 20 years. So it's a hidden, they're talking about a hidden agenda. That's just total baloney. So, and some people are not like you. Some radio talk show hosts, they give them free rein to spout their rhetoric, and no one's there to challenge them, and it's unfortunate. But
well, and that's why what I want to do is bring everybody to the table. I want to fairly discuss the concerns that people have, but we got to do it in a way that brings forward knowledge, brings forward education, and then hopefully brings forward some kind of a solution or meeting of the minds, Mike.
Absolutely. I agree with that. First off, I do support the transfer of public lands. it's a great policy. It's a great opportunity for us to do this. And we're putting legislation forward right now. We set aside millions of dollars for lawsuit. We've hired a good team of attorneys, and we hope that moves forward. We do have to go to the Supreme Court unless someone has a better idea. Lowell said we should just declare that it's ours. I'm not sure how you do that.
And I think there's ways to do some of that.
So,
Mike, I think there's ways to do some of that. And the real question that I have with the federal government is this. Are they ready to resort to violence? What we don't want to do is suggest we are, because we're not. What we're doing is standing up for our sovereignty. And are they willing to be violent, or are they willing to cooperate? That's the real question.
It's shown that they're willing to be violent through some of the tactics of the agency, the Bureau of Land Management. And this has happened in my area. They've taken on a whole new identity here with their chief law enforcement special officer, Dan Love, going into my county of San Juan County and arresting 100 people. They could have had him appear just by a notice to appear, resulted in three deaths of three individuals, one the doctor of the community. The Bundy situation, which I think they totally blew that entire situation. And then, of course, up in Oregon now, that wasn't BLM at that point, but there were some of the same players in that issue, and it started right down here in Arizona with Mr. Finicum, with Lavoie, and overreacting and to his grazing rights and what he had out there, and trying to take water rights away. So it's ratcheted up a lot, and so that's where we got to be careful with the rhetoric. I don't want people killed. I don't want people injured. I don't want this blue on blue. But
here's the way I like to say it, Mike. You know what? We follow the Prince of Peace. And we're going to do our very best to be as peaceful as we can. We're going to do our very best to stand up for our rights. We're going to do our very best to use the system that our founding fathers gave us, the checks and balances, to rein in out-of-control government. And you know what? It's not as fast as plans that people want, but it's the only way I know that's actually going to be for sure defensible in our minds, as peaceful and as going about it the right way. Now, others... Right. Like the federal government, they're going to have to account for their actions, but so are we. And so we better make sure we're in the right. We better make sure that we go about it peacefully, and we better make sure that we hold the moral high ground, sir.
So here's one of the things I've done for the last 14 years. In every way, shape, and form, I've attempted to disarm and take the law enforcement control away from the BLM and the Forest Service, as far as I'm concerned. I believe strongly that that's vested in the power of the sheriff. In an individual county, it doesn't matter if you're a land management agency or not. That authority is vested in the sheriff. So that's what I've tried to do. Even in this last session, my bill 391 says you will defer to the sheriff through contracts, right in the contract that in the Federal Land Policy Management Act. I want to see that gone. We've gone to D.C. We've tried to get rid of Dan Love and the law enforcement officers and BLM. We want the sheriffs to handle that. I just think it makes for a better, our citizens respect the sheriff. They respect the fact that he's an elected official, and those people that work for him should emulate what he believes and how the customs of the laws are enforced. You know, it's just a great system. We'd be able to go to a jury of our peers if we get arrested. That's not happening. So I'm totally against BLM law enforcement, totally against Federal Forest Service law enforcement. I want the sheriff to be the law enforcement in our state. So I'm moving towards that, too, but...
What do you think of Lowell's idea that, you know what, we could take...
A lot of things, but it's not taking the power away from the sheriff, and that's why the sheriff wrote a letter and supported my legislation, and we'll fix whatever problems that people think are in there and make it crystal clear that the sheriff retains his authority as the chief law enforcement officer. I don't think it's there, but if people are reading it that way, then we better go back and make it even more clear.
Now, what about the idea that Lowell says is, hey, just take that out, say that the sheriff is the chief law enforcement official in his jurisdiction, and then it's already working the way you say. We could deputize some of these people with the sheriffs and make sure it's very clear, but still give them the authority they need.
What I want to do is I want to sit down with the Utah Sheriffs Association and talk about this legislation, bring in their counsel, Reed Richards and others, and sit down and say, you've been getting a lot of letters on this. I didn't mean to cause you problems, but I know you support me. Let's fix it so that it's clear and obvious to anybody that looks at it that the sheriff does not give up any of his responsibility. Anything that he anything that he lends out, any of his authority that he lends out, he still retains the control over that individual that comes in. I'm not going to get into Highway Patrol, but I will get into these different agencies.
Well, and let me stop you there. When you say you will not get into Highway Patrol at this point, that's your point, though, is that, you know what, folks? You cannot take a single bill and unwind all these different things.
Exactly.
Now, we can talk about this jurisdictional concern, but I don't see how you deal with it in a single bill trying to get the feds out of the land. Now you're going to take on the Highway Patrol, and you're going to take it pretty soon. Your bill's DOA because, you know what, you got so many enemies on so many cross topics, you can't even focus.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right, hang tight, Mike. We're going to talk about it more. Sorry for these breaks continually coming up. That's how we pay the bills. We're grateful for our sponsors, though. Quick pause. Mike Noel with us, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about HB 276, a bill in Utah to get the feds out of the land business. What do you think?
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211. Or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Mike Noel, state legislator with us. We're talking about his bill to try to get the feds out of the land business. Amen to that. We all agree. How do you do it, though? Mike Noel is willing to work on his bill and take some input from all of us. I think that's wonderful. I really think that we got a row to hoe here when it comes to unwinding. What's really been going on for decades, in my opinion, centuries, destroying the checks and balances put in place by our founders. And that's one of the biggest problems we face, folks. And you got to understand, you cannot unwind it in a day. I mean, you know, in a single bill about land, getting the federal government out of the land business. You know what? All of a sudden now you're talking about the sheriff, you're talking about jurisdiction, you're talking about what? section or Title 23 for the state Utah code. You're talking about federal law. You're talking about highway patrol and jurisdictional issues. And before you know it, man, you get so sideways on this thing. Pretty soon you'll be talking about the price of tea in China. And at some point, it's just not a reasonable expectation to take all that on. The question becomes, how do we not make it worse unintentionally? How do we make it better for sure? How do we set the stage to change some of those things as we go forward? And it takes being virtually wise as a serpent, harmless as a dove, and it takes people willing to work together and forge alliances of educated brain trust groups of people who have the checks and balances, the purity of the Constitution, the desire for life, liberty, and property in their hearts and in their minds. And the second we start dividing, pretty soon we're going to be conquered, folks, because we're all divided on everything. How do we find a way to really set aside angst, set aside fear, set aside frustration, and really come together for solutions? Now, my co-host has been traveling because he's a dairy herd nutritionist. Mike, I don't know if you knew that.
No.
And so my co-host is named Kurt Crosby, and he's out with some of these PhD dairy guys right now taking care of some of his other responsibilities. On occasion, he has to travel. Kurt, you've been listening to the whole discussion. Do you want to add something here?
You know, the one thing, of course, we want to do is to our guests is, of course, say how much we appreciate their efforts. We know that it's a complicated situation, as you mentioned, Sam, with all the years and the different bureaucracies and the different things that have sprung up since, you know, we started out with the original, what, Ten Commandments. You know, we always say we've got about the 10 trillion commandments now to deal with. And so, you know, I believe it's a good starting point. Lowell Nelson, you know, has always been a pretty level-headed guy to us, and we're grateful for good men like Mr. Noel as well, you know, you know, when it comes to the farms and the ranches and things that, you know, where I feel most comfortable, I grew up down in the state of Arizona. I remember my dad having to deal with the state road guys. And basically the state road guys, one time the our road washed out to our ranch. And so, you know, because of a flood, so we had to go into the ranch from a different angle, different place, and the state road guys were kind of ticked off at us, and they put a big old boulder in the way of the you know, our access to the ranch. So then my dad just got the tractor and moved the boulder out of the way, and you know, we went going back and forth and back and forth, and it took years for him later to deal with this whole issue in the courts and that kind of thing, because what they were doing was saying that he had to have a whole 75 feet of pavement or whatever going from the road onto the property, and that's where, you know, it wasn't right what he had done, and that's why they stuck the boulder there. Well, you know, he went up and down the road and found place after place where the same thing wasn't being enforced on somebody else. And so there's, you know, these kind of issues, that's just one, but there's a lot of these kind of issues have been going on forever, and you know, thank goodness for the good sheriffs. You know that we work with the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, that 28 out of the 29 sheriffs in Utah have signed our basic document on there. So we are involved in this, and we appreciate your efforts. That's pretty much what I've got to add.
So the question, Mike Noel, is that, you know what, the conservatives are concerned on several fronts. They're concerned because they believe that the office of sheriff is being threatened. And I know the sheriffs right now say it's not. We work great with the state. This is not a problem. They deal with Title 23 issues or whatever. You know, we don't really need to deal with that. There's coordination already happening. It's fine. But what happens if you got, and I know this sounds extreme, but what would happen if you got a Bill Clinton as the attorney general or the governor of a state? You know, instantly they'd be at crossways left and right till the cows come home. And if we are clear about the sheriff being the chief law enforcement officer in his county, and that the state needs to get, you know, cross-jurisdictional, quote, permission. And we could really set the stage to stop those kind of things. And that's kind of part of the problem is a lot of us work together. We think the other guy means well, and before you know it, the other guy is a different guy, and it goes wrong. And so that's kind of part of the problem, and I think that Lowell's right. You know, that little part ought to be taken out and say, hey, the sheriff is in charge here. It's very clear. And you know what? This state guy might work for the state, but he's not in charge. He's got permission granted from the sheriff. That's easily done. They do it all the time with local small village police departments and stuff like that. They'll give authority to a sheriff, to a police officer to work in the county. Joint jurisdiction, I think is what it's called. Or anyway, there's words that refer to these. There's documents that do this. And you could do that to where they could work appropriately, but yet retain the office of the sheriff. And I think their concern, now you may say it's not as valid as they think it is. Well, you may be right, but their concern, certainly you can see their reasons for those concerns. Now, another concern they have is that a lot of the boilerplate documents, and I don't know where these documents came from, but if they mirror some kind of federal laws, if they deal with a lot of the Title 23 issues, a lot of it smacks of Agenda 21. And Agenda 21 in extreme says, hey, we're just going to have the international governments control all land. That may be an extreme statement, but at the same time, there are all kinds of regulatory realities that these central planners put in place that cause problems. And that's kind of another area that I think they're coming from. I wanted to kind of set the stage and give you a chance to respond.
Yeah, well, we've got what we've got right now, what's turned over to us. And again, like you said, unwinding allotments, permits, grazing areas, timber, that's part of the issue. So we take over something that's got a plan in place. I guess the idea here is to make a better plan. Don't throw the entire plan out, because there's a tremendous amount of data that's been developed over there, road data, forage data, mineral data that we can use in this process. How that all works out, I'll be long gone before all that works out. And here on my ranch, I don't live in Kanab. I live 13 miles east of Kanab on my ranch in Johnson Canyon. But how that all works out, it'd probably be somebody else's responsibility. So, you know, you talked to me a little bit about Agenda 21 and planning, and I'm familiar with Envision Utah and central planning. That was one of the things that, you know, get everybody off the rural areas and put them in urban areas. That to me is absolutely ridiculous. So I guess what I'm saying is right now we have what we've got as far as allotment management plans. We've got plans that deal with, you know, things like threat and endangered species. I don't know how that's a federal law. What can they do or not do about that when this becomes
And that's part of the battle is that
I don't have any idea. I don't want someone going out there and getting arrested and spending time in prison because they dealt with a prairie dog. That's a concern to me. So what do I do? I don't know. Give me some ideas on that, Sam. I have no idea. That's certainly part of the discussion. But again, you get into how do you deal with federal laws as far as Utah goes?
We'll take a quick break. It's a hard break. I don't have control on. We got a caller that wants to chime in too. His name is Chris from Vegas. This is a nationally syndicated, a worldwide show. But I think these issues relate to all over the country about how states deal with federal issues. And your question is a good one, Mike Noel, and I'll respond in seconds. Everybody hang tight. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Mike Noel is with us. He's a legislative member in the state of Utah, House of Representatives. He put a bill together, 276, to try to get lands back from the federal government. There's a lot of conservatives attacking his bill, and you know what? I'm not here to defend things where I have concerns. I'm here to bring them up and politely discuss them with Mike and see what we can do to improve the situation. Mike, you're frustrated because you've been attacked by no names, people that won't give their names, and you're frustrated about that, and I say justifiably so. But I want to give you an example of how I share your pain with an email that I just got. First off, the person emails me and says they're from Henry Howdy, which means you know it's a bogus name. And here's what they say. Sam, because you're blind, nobody wants to challenge you on your crap that pours out of your mouth. Okay? You have apparently no world experience and you spout out partial truths. All right, first off, the fact that I'm blind has nothing to do with it. I can debate and spar with the best of you, and I'm actually quite good. I can slaughter most folks when it comes to the Constitution because I do know what I'm talking about. The proof is in the pudding. Secondly, the fact that I'm blind has nothing to do with it. When we say I have no real world experience, that's going to fall flat on its face. I ran all kinds of businesses. This person challenging me, we have no idea who this person is or what they even believe or stand for or anything else, but I offer free airtime to debate them because I'll slaughter them. You helped put the Bundys in jail, they say. It's all over the internet that the thing was a complete psyop, and it's highly questionable that Lavoie was even shot. All right, you're off your rocker nuts crazy, okay? But first off, Lavoie was shot, okay? Shauna Cox was there and said so. We actually know Shauna Cox, okay? I personally am friends with Ammon Bundy, okay? Ammon Bundy wanted me to be one of the inside reporters when he took over that refuge. I refused. I politely disagree with Ammon. I agree with his concerns. I disagree with how he's going about it. But I was in Oregon at the peaceful rally. So to you people who want to talk about putting your money where your mouth is, real world experience, all this kind of stuff, I pay for a nationally syndicated radio show. I built the radio network that carries it, okay? I was in Oregon. I know what I'm talking about. When has there ever been in history a restoration? You make me want to vomit. Well, the founders, you would ask them, when was there ever a successful revolution? And they would have to say, well, there hasn't been one. However, they trusted in God, and they created the most successful revolution, turned into the supreme law of the land, Constitution, ever in history. In fact, they were so unsure, but believed they were doing what was right. When I say unsure, they were going into unknown territory, but they knew they were doing what was right, so they did. They called it the Grand Old Experiment. For those of you who think I don't have a clue what I'm talking about, the Grand Old Experiment was proven successful. I cannot believe when he talks about these other talk show hosts that endorse you. You, sir, are a shill, or you're highly deceived. My response is, say what you like. I don't care. Highly deceived? Let's debate it. Let's find out who you are and discuss it openly, candidly. But I don't think you have the guts. I think you're going to pretend I'm a shill while you hide behind some fake name while I tell you exactly who I am and what I stand for, and I'll even pay for the call to debate it. How's that? I think probably the shill fits, he says. You are certainly not getting your insight through Father in Heaven. And then he goes into the Mormon Mafia stuff. Of course, you already know, as if I'm somehow part of something. Okay, this is Nuts on Parade. And Mike, I only take the time out of our precious time together to bring this to your attention to say this, my friend. Know that when you're doing your very best and you're on target, you're going to be catching flack. That's number one. Number two, you just got to have a thick skin about this. These people have probably never done anything in their lives. Some of these people have their own view and they can't, you know, discuss or change or look at it in a different way. They're not willing to sit down and discuss things. And therefore, you know what? Wasting our time on them is not going to help anything. If they want to come to the table, if they want to state who they are, if they want to put some good solution-oriented content into the mix, we're all ears. But until then, frankly, sir, they're wasting our time, Mike.
I agree with you, and I get that all the time. They attack me. They attack my family. They attack my my record, and it's just that it's. But what I quit reading blogs. I quit reading a lot of that garbage. I guess I get a little upset when people that say they're conservatives and say they're freedom loving, and they don't even respect the First Amendment rights of free speech. They get people let people get on their show and just blast and blast and blast, and no one challenges them. And when you do challenge them, they shut up. And I mean, they go after you personally. So that's the part of it that's disconcerting. And the fact that, you know, I spent a lot of time on this, Sam. You have people saying, well, we pay for them, throw them all out of office. Well, the pittance of pay you get serving the legislature is certainly not the reason that people serve in the legislature. It's to try to make change and to do good things. And it takes a tremendous amount of time away from your family and your life that you should be dealing with, your grandchildren. So it does after a while. I'm 68 years old this year. 2 weeks before the legislature, my wife of 50 years died unexpectedly. I spent a better part of a year helping Phil Lyman and Monty Wells keep out of prison. And that was, to me, an effort that needed to be done. I'm the one that had the information to be able to defend them and to keep them out of prison. They end up, instead of getting 2 years in prison, they got 10 days in the Washington County Jail and a very minimal fine. So I've worked really hard, just like you have, Sam. And I'm sorry that people are making statements about you and things like that, but it happens to all of us.
Yeah, I got a thick skin. I can take it. I've been at it for 25 years. Even the Southern Poverty Law Center says I'm one of the biggest hate groups in the state of Utah. The problem is that all they got to do is listen to the radio and they'll find out that I follow the Prince of Peace, and it's not as they claim. But nevertheless, we've been at this for a long time, and the point that I would make is, you know, a lot of these naysayers, why don't they come up with a solution, sir?
Yeah.
And one of the solutions that you asked me right before the break that I want to get to is, you said, Sam, you know, how do we deal with all these federal laws? How do we, you know, if there's a federal law in the books, how do we deal with that? And I would say this. The way they've destroyed America is with incrementalism. They've done it a little teeny, teeny, teeny piece at a time here and there, and it doesn't amount to much on its own. But before you know it, wow. And it reminds me of the biblical example of you know, how Satan binds you down and destroys you. It's a little teeny thread, a little teeny thread. Before you know it, you're completely bound. And I think that's how we take it back, too. We cannot fix Rome in a day, pardon the phrase, but you're not going to get it done by 3 o'clock, sir. And so every move we make can incrementally push the ball towards liberty, tie their hands on this sheriff's thing and say, look, The sheriff is the supreme guy here in his county. Now, y'all can work together in coordination, by all means. But we're going to clearly declare who's who when it comes to this Agenda 21. We're going to reject these master plans. We're going to put plans in place that respect the checks and balances the founders put in place. We're going to basically tell the federal government they need to back off. If they get violent, we're going to hold them accountable for that violence. And so we need, though, to elect good people that can stand together. We need to educate. And that's the whole reason that I've done radio for 20 plus years, is to educate and help people understand. Look, I know you're frustrated with the government. And I know you want it to happen yesterday. I get it. I also get, though, that you got to go through the proper channels to get things done, or you're no better than the guy destroying your liberty in the first place. And I'll give you an example. I hate the IRS with a passion. Those suckers came after me, Mike Noel. And what happened is I traded some land for some stock. And I was told by an accountant that it was like kind enough that I wouldn't have penalties for doing it. Well, anyway, long story short, I made money on the transaction, but then the stocks lost money. Long story short, I didn't make any money and I never got a penny in my hand. But what the government said was, you know what? You took all your gains. You got to take all your gains now, but you can only take your losses over a period of time. Therefore, you owe the IRS money.
Yeah.
And I said, well, I appreciate that you guys say that I owe you money, and I'm not even here to debate whether I do or don't. What I'm telling you is I can't give you money that I never got. Okay, I don't have it. I can't give it to you because I don't have it. This is not a debate about whether I'm willing or not. This is a debate about reality. You can't give money you don't have.
Right.
And they basically, bottom line, forced me into a big old payment plan, and eventually I pushed for an abatement, and I eventually won. But the reason that I tell you this story is to say I hate those guys with a passion. They're out of control. I didn't do anything wrong. I did my best to square it away and make it right. I finally won and made it right. But they're just belligerent. I can't give the money I don't have. I don't care what their rules are. And it made it very difficult for my family. However, here's the point. Even though I dislike the IRS, I'm not going to run around and tell people not to pay their taxes. I'm not going to run around and not pay my taxes, because what I'll get is I'll get in jail. And I won't fight for freedom at all. And they'll take away all my possessions. Then my family will be in jeopardy. And you got to be intelligent about, if I could get rid of the IRS tomorrow, I'd do it in 2 seconds. But you can only do it through the system, and it's going to be a road to hoe, sir. And that's an example to make a lot of these points, right?
That comes up. We have worked very, very hard to try to keep these grazing permits intact. I've actually appropriated money to hire specialists to go out when they start to do the cuts on the AUMs. They've been able to challenge the Forest Service and the BLM on their cuts, and we've been able to keep ranchers in business. Well, then we come along, a group of people say, well, you don't have to follow any of these rules. You can just tell them this is your property, this is your land, you can do what you want with it. And so we held a meeting up in Paiute County in January, and this group of people said, hey, we're going to turn in all our permits. And
hold on, sir, we're going to talk about that in seconds.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is, again, the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Mike Noel on the radio with us. Hey, Chris, are you there?
Yeah.
All right, Chris, Las Vegas, go. All right, I guess we lost Chris, Mike. Sorry about that. All right, so this issue is very hot. It's hard to handle. We want to avoid a lot of the problems which would continue, in my opinion, this abusive destruction of the checks and balances that made America great. When it comes to the federal and the state, there's one check. The states are and the federal government have dual sovereignty. The separation of powers, judicial, executive, etc. And how do we unwind these things, but take a step of time in the right direction, Mike? Anybody's ideas are valuable for that. When it comes to getting the government off the land, I think we just basically start to set the stage and we start to push back by creating more state laws that back off the federal government, make it more and more and more clear as we educate and start to stand together more. It's going to take a lot of time, but it's the only way peacefully to go about it.
Yeah, absolutely. You've got to It's a tightrope you walk, because there's a word out there that seems to be the word that's used in all indictments now with the federal government. And as you and I both know, you don't get charged with trespassing and go pay a traffic fine. You get charged with conspiracy to trespass. And when you get into conspiracy, you get into all kinds of issues. That's what happened to Phil Lyman and Monty. It was a misdemeanor trespass on public lands. They got charged with conspiracy and, you know, $300,000 in fines and 2 years in prison and damages, et cetera. So I don't know. You just got to be very careful, Sam. I'm telling you right now, you said it with the IRS. There's a lot of people that want to put you, me, others in jail. I don't know how you make sure you keep out of that, but you got to be very careful.
Well, one of the things that we need to realize is that if we fought this battle 100 years ago as we should have, we wouldn't be here today. That's number one. And I'm not trying to blame our forebears. I'm just making a point that, you know what, now things have gotten so bad to where every misstep creates more problems than good, because all it does is fuel that federal government belligerent narrative that, hey, every one of us who stand for God, family, and country are ne'er-do-wells. Somehow we're enemies of the state. Somehow we're violent. Somehow we're hostile. And we've got to first articulate the reality that that's simply not the facts. I've reported more on the Ammon Bundy case than anybody bar none. I had Ammon on the radio with me directly from inside the refuge more than anybody. I've done everything I can for Ammon Bundy, but there's lines that I cannot and will not cross, even if Ammon's my friend, because he's made serious mistakes. He's drugged some media people down with him. They're in prison, too. And I'm just telling you that you got to be very careful, and you got to be wise as a serpent, harmless as a dove. How do you do that, and how do you work together to take back our liberties? And you know what? It may take blood to bring them back. I pray that doesn't happen. But I'm telling you this, though, I will not be the aggressor to bring blood. I will be the defender, and I will hold the moral high ground as a result, sir.
Yeah, I think that's good. I don't even use the blood word because I got accused of that in a public hearing down in Washington County. I said this before the Bundy situation. I said there's so much animosity out there for federal law enforcement. I'm afraid there's going to be bloodshed, and it was prophetic because it wasn't more than a couple of weeks later that Lavoie Bundy was shot in the back 3 times. So
you mean Lavoie Finicum?
But when I said that, I wasn't talking about blood of our ranchers. I'm talking about blood of federal officers. I was talking about the blood of our ranchers, that there's going to be confrontations. I can just see it coming. So I'm glad that we've, I don't know if you know, Representative Chavis, Jason Chavis, is going to introduce legislation that defunds all of federal law enforcement in the Forest Service and the BLM. I don't know if you knew about that.
I know about it. We need to get it done yesterday. And the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association is willing to help with that effort. We need to roll back. We need to disarm a lot of these government agencies as well, sir.
I agree with you 100%. It's just that they've militarized these people to the point of where you've almost got a foreign entity in your counties, you know. And you saw that deal that happened down in Bundyville, and all the equipment and tactical equipment and automatic weapons that they had. Representative Chaffetz said that they put in a submission for machine guns. Why would the BLM need machine guns? I mean, it's insanity. So we've got a major issue going here. And I'm going to say, let's say this. There's lots and lots of BLM employees in the state of Utah that are our friends and neighbors. They go to church with us. We've known them since they were kids. They're trying really hard. I'm glad that they're in the positions they are within the agency to help us and try to stand up for right and say, well, this isn't what the law says, and you guys are taking advantage of people. So we need to recognize that too, Sam, that we don't want to attack the BLM people per se, because again, there's a lot of good people in that agency, and I'm hoping if we do make this transfer that they would find jobs and have ability to take care of their families, because they put a lot of time and effort into their careers, and I don't want to just see them thrown out on the street. I've heard that comment before from people in my own church that I go to. Well, what am I going to do? Can you hold off until I retire? Well, it's coming, so. I don't know. It creates a lot of problems. You do the best you can.
And that's why we got to just keep working at it steadily, line item by line item, a little bit here, a little bit there. We got to educate people to understand, look, we're not trying to threaten your job. What we're trying to do is make you free. And if you're free, you'll have jobs and opportunities. And exactly how everything's going to come together, you know what? We got to work on it one piece at a time.
Yeah.
But it's something that, I'll give you an example. This person just wrote me back and said, Sam, what are you talking about, this Prince of Peace idea? You know what? Jesus was here with a sword to divide. Okay, you don't know what you're talking about. You don't understand the Bible at all. Here's the reality.
Man, that's crazy. Yeah.
All right?
He's crazy.
You know? Okay, now I agree that, you know what?
Live, the sword shall die by the sword. When he was taken by the Sanhedrin, you know, and Peter cut off the ear of one of the guards, he said, don't, you know, that's not, I didn't come here with a sword, I came here now. He'll come back, and when he comes back, he's going to be pretty.
By the way, in the Bible, in Isaiah 9:6, it says this, and his name, a son will be given to us. Let me just back up a little. A son will be given to us. The government will rest on his shoulders. He will be named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
Yep.
Okay, I just said that off the top of my head, people. So you people that don't think I have a real-world experience and have a knowledge of what's going on, hey, I run successful businesses. I've been involved in all kinds of places. I mean, I stood before the National Press Club and told them what I thought, that the government's out of control and it's got to be stopped. And if they don't back off and settle down and obey the Constitution, the supreme law of the land, eventually it will go wrong. Not because I want that, but because I'm telling you, that's what happens in history. If you don't believe me, go study it. So what we're trying to do is change history by following the admonition of Jesus Christ, which is, let's be peaceful. Let's find a way to teach people how to govern themselves. And if people learn to govern themselves, we don't need the 10,000 commandments, Mike.
I agree. you're absolutely right, and I really believe that the government that we have now will be replaced with a government that is more, you have your own agency, and you will be looking out for your neighbor, and you will be taking care of them. You won't have to have the government take money from you to take care of them. I think the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints does that. You know, we fast once a month, and those monies go to people that are needy. That's a whole lot better than Obamacare. We could feed the entire world if everyone would do that and give that money. We could feed the poor. We could take care of the poor. We could do the things that we need to do and supposed to do. Well, Sam, I really like your program.
But when the system breaks down, folks, government steps in, and that's the reason we have what we have today is because the system's breaking down with people fighting. By the way, the term divider doesn't appear in the Bible in the names used for Christ. For the Prince of Peace. The term divider doesn't even exist in his list of names, by the way. Emmanuel does, but not divider, just saying, for the record. Mike, you know what? We want to sit down and talk about your bill. As you wisely say, you know what? We can work on this thing. We'd like to do that.
Sure. Well, we'll get that going this during the interim here. We're off for a while. We'll start on it. The bill probably will not have an effective date for several years, maybe even never. You just never know. I mean, I'd love to see these lands transferred, but it's going to be a difficult, like you said, you keep saying row to hoe. It's going to be tough. So we'll do the very best we can. We're working on it. We're trying to get it. Just the fact that we've got people and patriots trying to that recognize the out-of-control land management agencies in our state, I think is helping us. And hopefully we can push back on that and not accept some of the things that are happening with federal law enforcement. That's been my goal. I'm not going to be in the legislature forever. I'll continue to work, but I've really enjoyed this today. It's been a great. I wanted to say one thing. Do you want to talk a little bit about defending Utah at all? Do you want to say anything?
We're flat out of time. My response is they wrote an article. I would like to see them put together a solution, sir.
Yeah.
I'd like to see them write a white paper on a solution.
There you go. Sounds good.
That's all I'm saying. I don't want to battle with anybody. You know what? I know Ben McClintock. He's a friend of mine. But I'd like to see, put together a bill that you think would make sense to do what we want to do, and let's read it. Let's sit down and check it out.
Great. So you're off the air. Good.
Well, we're not off the air yet, but we will be in seconds. Mike, thank you so much for your time, sir.
Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot. I'd like to talk to you later when I can.
Mike Noel, ladies and gentlemen, doing his very best in the legislature. Is he perfect? There's only one that was perfect, so the answer is no. But is he doing his best? I personally believe the answer is yes. Are we going to sit down and work on this thing? This nation shall endure.